fake news. The Czech government said on Monday that Aeroflot would not be allowed to bid for its stake in the Czech national carrier ČSA. However, the exclusion of the Russian airline and another company means only two bidders will now take part in one of the last big Czech privatisations. That could well mean that the sale of Czech Airlines raises rather less than originally hoped. Ian Willoughby reports.
On Monday, the Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek announced that only Air France KLM and the Czech consortium of Unimex and Travel Service had made it through the first round of the process to buy the state's 92% stake in CSA. No reasons were given for the exclusion of Aeroflot and a US-Turkish investment company. However, in the case of the former, the Czech government may have heeded the Chamber of Deputies Security Committee. Last week, it described Aeroflot, majority owned by the Russian state, as the riskiest of the four bidders. Air France KLM and the Czech consortium now have 2 months to offer concrete sums for Czech airlines. Then the government should announce a winner in September, based simply on which of the two promises to pay the most. However, if neither bid reaches the minimum the government has in mind, the privatisation could be abandoned. But one thing does seem clear. The fact there are only two potential buyers in the running means we can't expect much of a price war as far as CSA is concerned. The sell-off of the company, founded in 1923, is likely to bring rather less into Czech state coffers than the country's leaders originally envisaged.
Ian Willoughby there. Now to some interesting news for Radio Prague listeners.